So, hello Janice, would you like to start by giving us your name and date of birth, please, and then saying a little bit about your early life?
My name's Janice Griffiths. I was born the 30th of January 1959. My connection with Minera is specifically through my mother's side of the family. My mum was brought up in a house called Tebreath in Minera, which is actually very close, of course, to the quarries. In fact, the road that ran up the side of the farmhouse, it does still run up the same side now, I'm just thinking, was always called the White Road, and that, of course, is because of the lime, really, because that was always called the White Road.
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
Yes, I
I
remember
still
that.
call it the White Road. I don't even know if it has a name, because
I
of
think it does on the footpath list.
Oh, it might do, because of course the road that goes up past Tebreath is now called Tebreath Lane, but it never was called Tebreath Lane in my childhood. It was, I don't think it had a name, because it was a dead-end road that went nowhere. And that's relatively recent, I think it's been called that. You might
Yes, because
remember.
it was tar sealed because somebody needed social care,
That's it.
and so to
Yeah.
get access it had to be tar sealed,
Yeah.
and then of course it had to be officially
I
adopted by the
see. So yeah.
council.
Yeah. So well, in my childhood, so you're looking at the early 60s, I suppose, it wasn't adopted. But the road was a little bit better than the White Road, which went up the side, because that was sort of semi disused really then. I do remember, and I must have been small, I must have been about three. I can remember bringing the cows down that
Yes.
road, with probably not with my Tide, probably with my Uncle Clifford. That would be my mum's brother, Clifford Davis, who stayed on in Tebreath after my Nine and Tide died. So they both died in the early 60s, but Clifford carried on living there and subsequently built a house in the field in front, which his widow Shirley Davis still lives in.
Yes.
But before that, my great grandparents had lived in Tebreath, and it was when they were elderly that my Tide moved in. It was a small holding. You couldn't really call it a farm, although they kept cows and I think they had sheep. They certainly had chickens. They would rear a few pigs. But it would never have given anybody a sufficient income to live off. So usually somebody had another job, I think, because it was,
That would be correct because that seems to be the general arrangement when you look into the local histories.
It wouldn't have had the acreage, and it was a hill farm anyway. They did actually have a bit more land. Some of it running up towards to what isn't where the lead mines are now,
Yes.
where running up on as you went up on the right sand was all the white sands, as
Yes.
we used to call them. They were just white spoil banks, I presume,
They
from
were from the lead mines,
very
yes.
good for bicycling on
A good
and
teenage
very
hangout.
good teenage hangout, although I didn't really hang out there in my teenage years, I don't think.
No.
But across the road from there, the fields run right down to the river.
Yes.
Tebreath did own some of that land up until quite late, but that was when they did up the lead mines. That was compulsorily, can't say it, compulsorily purchased. Because I think at that time they didn't quite know how much of it they were going to develop or expand, and actually, of course, they never did use that side of the road at all.
No, they didn't.
No,
No.
but the only piece of land Tebreath has still got left, if you now walk down from the scrapyard, Kingsley Scrapyard,
Yes.
there is a path that divides and goes one bridge, you go over a bridge and it brings you out by the school. And
Yes.
the other bit goes over a bridge and brings you out by the Legion, the old Legion in Minera.
Yes.
Well, the triangle of ground that is between those two paths, so it's bordered by path on two sides and the river at the bottom. It's a very small little patch of land that is neither use nor ornament, with no real access to it, but that does still belong to Teebreath, strangely. Well, it doesn't belong to Teebreath, it belongs to Shirley.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But my brother uses that and has done for years, for just for the dogs, really, so that they've got somewhere semi-secure to gallivant about on.
Yeah, just to run.
Yeah, just to run indeed. But when I was little, when I was very little and my tide was still alive, we spent a lot of time in Teebreath then, because my nine was ill at first, and then my tide, and we moved house, and I think we virtually didn't have electricity when we first moved into our house in Coedpoeth. We moved in so soon. So I think we used to go up to Teebreath a lot to eat as well.
Yes.
And probably nine looked after us. So I remember the farmyard really well. I remember just playing there, basically, and climbing through the shippen, through into the barn.
Yes.
I remember them still having pigs there occasionally. They would have one at a time, probably, and just rear it for themselves. Yeah. Mm. So probably stopped doing that when they stopped killing the pigs themselves, I think, and then it would just get used for storage then, so I don't think they used it. The chickens I remember very fondly, because I remember my brother going to collect eggs and coming back with the pot ones that they used to put in there to encourage them to lay. And it was actually, they had a battery hen system, which was very trendy in the early 60s.
Yes.
I'm not sure how successful it was as a battery hen system, because they weren't that confined, because I also remember them wandering about all over the place. So I think it was theoretically battery, but in reality it was bordering on semi-free range. So, because they probably only had a few, and they'd set it all up in the white heat of technology, this new method. Mm-hmm. But then discovered it was much easier just to leave them
as they were,
scratching about all over the place. Yeah,
as well as being much kinder.
Well, yes, but it was considered, as I say it was a battery. It can't have been a very big shed. Maybe about 20 foot or something. It wasn't a big.
No.
It wasn't industrial scale.
No.
But they did have them on more than one level, so they'd sort of obviously seen something about batteries, hadn't they?
Mm. Yes, but thought three birds to a cage was not done.
Yeah.
Which was what the encouragement was.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think they used to run along the whole length of it, actually, so that I'm not sure the cages were separated inside, so there wasn't really battery at all, was it?
No. Like barn system.
Yeah. They probably just hadn't got around to doing it properly. Because I don't know if they sold eggs. They sold milk. They still had a milk round in the 60s.
They did.
But
they didn't come up the hill to Gwynfryn.
No, they didn't come up the hill to Gwynfryn. My mum, of course, remembers doing the milk round on a horse and cart with my tide.
Yes.
Certainly would have done in the war, because they wouldn't have wasted petrol, I don't think.
No, they wouldn't.
Strangely, all my family have always had cars, even when they were not particularly the thing to have. Everybody drove always, everywhere.
That's interesting in itself.
Well, it is, because my tide was one of about, I can't remember, I'd have to work it out, nine. Three of them were girls. Now, these would have been born in the early 1900s, probably, around the turn of the century. And I think all three of his sisters drove. And I think that was unusual for them.
Yes.
I think it was. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yes.
But I think they were all quite dashing, as it were.
Yes.
I think sometimes we forget, though, I think we do think women were very downtrodden, and in many ways they were, but not in always, though.
Not always.
No, because they had a level of independence that we think didn't exist, but did.
But it certainly did, if you were out of the gentrified.
Well, none of my lot were gentrified, I can assure you. But and yet, I think my nine's family, I think, were probably all in service or semi-agricultural.
Yes.
And of course mine is.
You've got a lot of freedom.
Yes, you do have a lot of freedom. And of course, I don't know what jobs they all did, but they all would have worked, definitely. They weren't in a position not to, because they certainly weren't well off. But my tide and most of his brothers were miners, and not at a good time either, so they went gallivanting here, there and everywhere.
Yes. What sort of mining were they following?
Coal mining.
Coal mining, mm. Not with the lead mining.
Nope. No,
so they were colliers.
All colliers, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of them left the area. Some never came back.
Yeah.
Went up Yorkshire.
Yes.
Lancashire coal mines. Two of my Tides brothers became policemen. One in the Lancashire Constabulary and one here in Denbighshire. Mm-hmm. His eldest brother, John, was the village policeman in Rosa Medra for years.
Yes.
And my uncle Howell, but he although he was in the Lancashire Constabulary for years, he came back here when he retired, and he lived up the, I always call it the old Roman Road, up in Gwynfryn, going straight on.
Going onto Llandegla.
That's right, yes.
Yes, the unadopted road.
Yes, going up towards what is now the bike place.
Yes,
well, when he came back, that's where he went to live up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then,
Brenethyn?
Can't remember the name of it. It could have been. You went up there and then
there
you turned
three.
To the left. You went over one cattle grid, mm-hmm. I think. And then turned left and went up there.
And there's two side by side. And
yeah.
One's Brenethyn and
I can't remember the other. And then he moved from there probably in the 70s, because by then he was probably getting a bit old, and they came down to Coedpoeth to live.
Yeah.
Came down to a bit more civilization, probably.
Yes.
But the other brothers pretty much scattered for work, as they did.
Yeah.
And of course, my Tide is the one, because he went back to Teebreath, he took the farm on, which was the family. It was rented, by the way. That would have been a rented property until probably the 50s, when I think my Tide bought it. When they were selling off things like
Then. Yes. Yeah. Now, was that with Plasgwyn Estate or was it with Plas Power Estate?
I don't think it was with either.
Ooh, that's interesting itself.
I'll have to go and find out who he bought it off.
Mm. Because it's been on a long lease then with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been. So Watkins Williams win?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I will find out for you, because I can't stay offhand who he bought it off.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Clifford inherited it.
Yes.
Because you couldn't split it.
No.
So, because Clifford farmed it.
Yes.
After fashion. he stayed there. When him and Shirley got married, they sort of converted the front bit into a flat almost. So that... And they all lived there together, but separately for a little while. But of course, it was, as I say, it was in the 60s, early 60s, that both mine and Tide died.
Mm-hmm.
So then Cliff stayed there for a little bit, but then had to move on. I mean, both him and Shirley worked full time.
Mm-hmm.
So at least in the past, you could probably, even with bigger families, I think people could manage on less actual cash. But by the 60s, I don't think you could. So you needed actual income rather than just live, because you couldn't live off the land there at all, and it wouldn't work.
Have to be subsistence farming.
Yes, which is what it was. Yeah.
An auxiliary job which probably paid better.
Yeah, and also if you had seven children, which my Tide didn't, but my great-grandfather did, by the time the older ones were out at work, they were bringing a wage in, weren't they?
So
I think that happened a lot. So it was subsistence farming, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So although it's referred to as a farm, it really is a small holding, as you say, isn't it?
Yes.
So. But yeah. I mean, I adored it because I always loved animals. You could never be bitten, kicked or scratched by an animal. Well, you could, but if you came in and said that you'd been bitten, kicked or scratched, you were always immediately asked, what you'd done? What did you do to it? Consequently, you never even admitted to being bitten, kicked or scratched, and never, ever, ever. So nobody ever got into trouble for it. And you learned pretty quick what not to do for any of those things to happen.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, as well as confessing as it happened.
Yeah. Yes. I do remember whenever Clifford had to look after us, there was usually trouble. He once was looking after me and David, and they had a donkey for some reason in the field in the front where Shirley now lives. So I've always, when I was a child, if it was anything equine, I would want to be by it. So I got put on this donkey, and then it wouldn't move, so Clifford slapped it. It ran off down the field. I fell off. Clifford shouted at David, because I don't know why he shouted at David. It wasn't his fault. But then he was trying to get David into trouble for hitting the donkey when David hadn't hit the donkey at all. So David was in tears and I was in tears, and the donkey had run off and Clifford got shouted at.
But which sounds as though he deserved it.
Why anybody would ever leave Clifford in charge of young children, I do not know. So yes.
Yes.
But it was a lovely place to be a kid, though, because I mean I'm not sure that they bothered much about health and safety, because I can remember there was a small shippen, and behind the feed pens there was a long trough that you could run along.
Yes.
And there was a hole in the wall at the end where you would shove hay through. Mm. So you could climb through that and into the barn, and then you could run round. So of course we used to do that and climb the hay bales, because they were proper bales then. None of this round malarkey.
No.
But and they had a chain that they used to put across the stackyard if the animals were in it. It just hooked. It was heavy. It just hooked onto the wall, and we used to use that as a swing.
Yes.
And can remember my brother swinging me on that, and I was very little then. But I think we were probably on our own, but he swung me too far and I fell off, and I went through a fair layer of cow muck onto gravel, and blood, really. So cow muck, gravel and blood. So there was quite a lot of squawking then as well. But I that was definitely David's fault and not mine. Just trying to establish this definitely in case you interview him. My brother is now the councillor for Minera, so I just want you to know he wasn't always marvellous. Funnily enough, there was a long tradition of that, because my Tide was a county councillor.
Yes.
Clifford was a community councillor.
Yes.
And then David became a community councillor before he became the county councillor for Minera.
Yes.
They did. Oh, and also Pearl, my mum's sister Pearl, her husband Chris Stubbs, it was in Wrexham, but he was on the council in Wrexham, because he was brought up in Minera as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I remember knowing Chris Stubbs was on the council.
So there's been no end. And my dad, in fact, was on the parish council. Harold Kelly, he was on the parish council in Coedpoeth.
Yes.
So there's been an awful lot of,
yes,
for years. Because, in fact, I think I remember. I think I do remember in the 60s. It must have been like polling day, and I'm sure. I seem to remember we were by the bus stop in Minera. I can only think I was either not in school. It could have been before I went to school, or I was ill, because of course polling day is always a school day, isn't it, really? Mm. But I can remember being there with everybody coming to vote. So whether he was, I don't know, picking people up and bringing them there, trying to ensure their vote, but I seem to remember biscuits. There was quite a lot of biscuits involved.
And you were being trained up as well to know what everything was all about.
Perhaps I was ill and I should have been in school or something. I'm not quite sure why I was there, but I remember being quite intrigued by it all, because I don't think I understood what it was going on at all. And I'm sure they were all going into the school, so that would have been voting, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Because there would be nowhere else to vote in. Although we still had the lovely Tin Hut in Minera then. I loved the Tin Hut in Minera, where the WI used to meet. When I was a child, it's houses now, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
But there was something about the smell of it. It was... and the chairs and the crockery. It's proper village hall.
Yes, I remember a village hall that was timber.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wedding receptions being there.
Indeed, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, because it was pre-community centres, that's what they used, wasn't it? So
that's right.
But when I was, Mum was always in Minera WI, so occasionally I would go with her for whatever reason, and there's something about the smell. I presume it's the heating. They must have had some sort of heater. Whether it be even paraffin, do you think? I don't know.
It could be paraffin. Ah, that would give a good smell.
Could be, couldn't it? Because it is a smell that I think of.
Yes.
Or a
big solid fuel torture stove.
It could be, couldn't it?
Like the schools had.
Yeah. You don't get any of that fun with central heating. No, it's probably poisoning us all over the place, wasn't it?
And we don't know what central heating's giving off.
No, that's true.
No.
No. And we certainly didn't have central heating, did we?
No.
Don't know how we all managed. And the other thing I remember about Teabreath, this is after my Tide had died and Clifford and Shirley were living there. And my cousin Andrew managed to fall out of the upstairs window. On the front. And luckily he landed in really a bed of nettles. which did break. I bet Clifford was looking after him again. But yes, he was all right because the land was banked up quite high, so I don't think it was a very long fall, but it's still quite, it was upstairs.
It's quite something.
So quite something.
Yes.
But David, my brother, the councillor, got dropped down the toilet there because Mum was used to having a little seat that you put on for children.
Oh yes.
That you fitted inside the main toilet seat when you were toilet training. And she was holding him over it and forgot that that seat wasn't on that toilet and let go. So he... It was a marvellously rickety old house, though. It's quite posh now. I've been in it a couple of times. It doesn't look the same at all.
It doesn't.
No.
No.
But it was... it had a proper... In my mind, it probably wasn't a huge range in the kitchen, but when you're a child, it seemed like a huge range in the kitchen. Black lead, one of those.
And
I don't know if this is true, but I've got a vision of lambs being put, when I say lambs, I don't mean dead ones, I mean live ones, being put in the end bit to keep warm when they'd been orphaned or
that's
whatever.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether I remember it or whether people told me about it, I do not know. But I've got a vision of lambs. I also do know that my nine would never eat lamb because it was my nine's job, obviously, any of the...
Oh, rearing them.
Yeah, any of the problem lambs or orphan lambs, it would be my nine's job to rear them. And even though she was, you know, married to a farmer and did all that, she wouldn't eat lamb anywhere locally in case it was theirs. But if she went visiting family somewhere else, say Liverpool or whatever, she might buy lamb then.
Yes.
Because it wasn't going to be hers.
Because it wasn't going to, not one of our own.
I know, you wouldn't have thought, would you, that...
Yeah, but the association is there, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, and yet Clifford thought when I went vegetarian, he thought I'd gone mental, couldn't understand it at all, very much. Oh, you poor thing, what would you do that for? The other thing was, Clifford and my Tide always believed that animals were not pets. That, you know, they were a farm animal, they were for food, or they were for working, maybe in the case of a sheepdog or a horse or something.
Yes.
That's what they said. And it's complete rubbish. Because they always had animals that they absolutely treated as total pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. They would always be like one sheepdog would just be a pet rather than, even if it was the most useless sheepdog, it would still be in the house and talked to and petted and what have you. There were cats that were supposed to be ratters, but some of them never went anywhere near a mouse because they were in the house being spoilt. It was peculiar.
And we were quite frightened of mice.
Who's what?
The cats.
Oh dear, that would be bad, wouldn't it? They swear their Ginger Tom used to catch rabbits. Probably did catch baby rabbits, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They also had... Clifford brought a fox back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had been hit by a car, so they put it in one of the old pigsties, and kind of nursed it back to health, or at least let it nurse itself back to health. But that escaped and ate chickens on the way out, which they thought was beyond the pale.
Yes, that's not kind.
My mother, on the other hand, one day a friend of my Tide's, this is when my mum was, I don't know, late teens, maybe 20s, was walking across to the farmhouse and killed a fox, which was after the chickens, I think, by beating it to death with a stick, I think. quite nifty if he did it, whether he cornered it or what, I don't know. But he then very carefully gave the dead fox to my mother to be, because he thought she would appreciate it, because he said, you know, posh ladies would have loved a fox fur. Well, they might have done, but you don't actually want an actual dead fox, do you? And you certainly, to be honest, by then you probably didn't, because it was, in his youth, it probably was the height of fashion.
Yes, 1930s wear, fashion.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
But that was, when I was a child, my, you know how people have a teddy bear or a favourite doll? I had a fox, I had a fox fur. That went everywhere with me. It came on holidays. If I went to stay anywhere, the fox came too. When I was small and I used to go to bed and I had my toys ranked at the side of me, it was always Foxy who was next to me.
Yes.
And then various other teddies. We went to France camping and I tied Foxy round a tree in order to guard the campsite, and when we came back it had gone.
Oh dear.
Oh, it was. We got it back, but how on earth anybody ever managed to explain in French, we're looking for a dead fox to give back to my daughter, I do not know. but yeah, they all came from Tebreath, all the foxes, and why I acquired that one, in the end it was shredded. It basically had a head. Initially the mouth would move so you could put a thing to tie it round you properly, but it was just a little flat glass-eyed thing, but I loved it madly. It's strange, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So
yes, these things
I never thought it was odd, you know, for years, until somebody else said, that really is a weird thing. Really?
Yes.
I think we're running out of time.
Right. Thank you very much, Janice.
No problem.
You've been very interesting.
Yes, thank you.
And
very
there's
much.
All sorts of things that this will lead to.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you very much, Janice.